How many countries have you visited looking for furniture, rugs, and all that?
Well, I used to go to England and France. I would go to France about 3 times a year. A group of us would go over and buy a container full of art and artifacts and furniture to ship back. And France was always a good marketplace because things were brought in from all over the world there. For instance, I'd see things that were Italian or Spanish or all over Europe, and then you would see other countries as well represented in France because there were very much a collector mentality there. We'd bring pieces in and mix them with simple, clean lines to do a nice, warm mix. Again, it's about warmth.
Did you always know when you spotted something, I know I can use that, or buying trips could be a gamble you didn't know? Or?
It could definitely be a gamble, and there's a few things that I've owned for many, many years that add character to the studio here.
Yeah, but it helped you enjoy these countries, too, on top of all that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I've been very, very blessed to spend some wonderful, wonderful trips.
Do some of your clients go with you?
Yes, sometimes clients would go, and we would find just the perfect pieces, and they loved that because they had that memory of the trip and the search that it took to find just exactly the right piece.
I've often wondered, you're working with somebody to design their interior, and they're over here on this page, and you're over here on this page. You either, through diplomacy, bring them closer to you, or you have to come to them. That's a delicate thing, isn't it?
It is. Ultimately, the client has to live with the end product, whether it's residential or commercial or whatever it is. I mean, ultimately, it is their expenditure and it's their environment that they're going to be occupying. But generally what I found was most people that came to us and asked for our services knew the sort of thing that we did and also had a vision. They came to us because they were looking for our advice and counsel.
Right. They knew they didn't know as much as you do.